Hey guys, so this episode ran a little bit long, so there's a few parts of it that there might be some hard cuts, but I think it came out pretty great. So with that, enjoy the show. Again to the Yes and I Am podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. I'm Aaron Max, and today's guest is really special. It's a guy I've grown up to love to hate.
Hey now, careful there, buddy. Sorry, I'm not used to these sort of things.
Yeah, yeah. Let me introduce you. You've been on TV quite a bit. He is a 2-time Super Bowl champion. 5-time league MVP. I'm talking about future Hall of Famer Peyton Manning.
Oh, future Hall of Fame. That is just way too kind, my friend. Thank you so much. I'm glad that I have inspired you to hate me, because you know what they say: if you're not hating me, then you're doing something wrong.
I didn't mean to offend you.
No, you didn't. You absolutely did not. You inspire me, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, well, I'm glad to have inspired you. I just grew up a Patriots fan, and
oh, I see. You know, now I see what you're trying.
You very much had that rivalry.
Yeah, of course. Oh my goodness, Tom Brady's doing some great shit, isn't he, man?
You know, he just tied your record for career wins.
Did he now?
Yeah.
Good for him.
So now you, Tom Brady, and Brett Favre are all tied for the most career wins by a quarterback.
A bad club to be in.
Yeah. But Tom Brady, he's still playing.
Yes, he is.
And that record is up
to break. Yes, may I interrupt you real quick?
No worries.
Yeah, Tom Brady, do you know where Tom Brady went to college? You know where his alma mater is?
He went to Michigan.
Yeah, and did you watch the recent rivalry game happening?
No, I don't watch a lot of college ball.
Oh, so you're one of those phonies, huh?
I'm just playing with you.
I'm just playing.
I went to a smaller school, so our team
where'd you go to school?
University of Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. That's where that show takes place with the funny guy. What's his name? He's on HBO right now. I keep seeing advertisements on the billboards. Seth
MacFarlane?
That one, yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're talking about Family Guy.
Now, that's the one with the alien, right?
No, that's American Dad.
Is it the one with the black people?
That is the Cleveland Show.
God, he's done
well,
a lot
well,
of shit.
Yeah, you seem to watch a lot of cartoons.
I love cartoons. Oh, my God. You have no idea how I could go on about cartoons forever. But I understand that there may be some copyright issues with that.
I'm very interested. What's your favorite cartoon right now?
Oh my goodness. Okay, it's this little private. It's this new show, and it just speaks to me. It's on Netflix right now. Let me try to set the scene here. So this celebrity he's a very relatable person. He's gone through a lot of shit in his life. He's a drinker, and he's also 1,200 pounds. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I believe you're talking about the show BoJack Horseman.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's a great show. Very, very quality show.
Aaron, may we go
right ahead.
Very quality seems to be not giving it enough credit. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I mean, it is a terrific program.
I don't like your tone when you say that. I don't believe you.
Well, I know I'm not quite the pitch
What's
man
your,
you.
The, I'm sorry. What did you just say?
You're quite the pitch man. You
Thank
have so
you.
Many endorsements. You,
Thank you.
You know how to rock those commercials pretty
yes.
well.
Yes. Oh, God. I've done so many. Remind me that one that I was in with my brother. What happened in that? I forget.
Oh, which one?
Oh, have there been so many?
Yeah, I mean...
I've done so much
your endorsements
life.
Have been good,
you know,
like...
I'm writing books. I'm dabbling in poetry. Like, it's... Retirement is great, man. Like...
Really? You've been doing well?
So well.
Because I know you tend to, like, make fun of your retirement in your commercials
now. You're damn right. I mean, you know, it's funny. Like, the reason I'm looking out into comedy so much is that, I don't know, you get hit in the head once so many times, and all of a sudden, the you know, our president calls it fake news, but I believe in some news sources more than others. I think they all have their faults. But unfortunately, get me back on track, Aaron.
All right, so your endorsements.
Yes.
Yeah, you've done commercials for Nationwide Insurance.
Nationwide is on your side. I've been working on my singing, too.
No, you had a commercial recently.
Did I sing in it?
Yeah, you were with...
sing poorly in it?
I think you were with Brad Paisley? I don't know. It was one of the country singers.
Which one's him? Oh, see, you say Paisley, and I just think of that really atrocious
pattern
that I wore to the...
I think you were with Brad Paisley, and you're instructing him how to sing the jingle. You've done quite a few
I've taken some voice lessons.
Yeah, you've done quite a few Nationwide commercials.
Yes.
And there's, like, the one...
See, it's interesting, because we signed these non-disclosure agreements, you see, and so I actually, because I'm... You know, I'm a narcissist.
You all right there?
Yeah.
Would it help if I sing the jingle?
Nationwide
is on your side.
Sorry, I think I just totally blanked out there for a second. I'm really starting to believe all these crazy things they're saying about head injuries
and concussions.
Football, yes, and the diseases that they're discovering.
Do you believe that you suffer from CTE?
I am dedicating my corpse to science to figure it out, because I mean, the one who just killed himself in jail, unfortunately, you know, God rest him, his soul. You know, that story just came out that he has it. And I am open to the possibility that it is a thing. As you know, it's funny. I've been doing a lot of reading since I've been off the field. Like, I think people may see me as possibly. You sometimes your image is this. It's so. Like, for instance, I've been the jock all my life.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you were.
I don't want.
Born into football.
I was born into football. That's what you said. Right? I was like, I thought you said I wasn't born into football.
No,
I was like,
I mean,
are you kidding? You know who my father is?
Yeah, your
right?
father's Archie Manning. He was
Archie Manning,
the quarterback for the
goodness.
New Orleans Saints.
Oh, the Saints. Have the Saints always been in New Orleans? I forget.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, man, the teams travel so much, because it's a business, and that's the thing.
I mean, the Colts, your first team used to be the Baltimore Colts.
Did I play in Baltimore?
No, you played in Indianapolis.
Right, because my first year must have been in 1980...
No.
1990...
You're getting closer.
2000...
No, 1999.
So my first year playing with the Colts was 1999.
Yeah.
And I had just graduated from...
University of Tennessee. Yeah, I mean, you embraced Tennessee quite a bit.
Yes.
You still own a home there.
I do. And it is... So I've also been getting into art interior design. That's what we call it.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured I could. We could have hired one of the... Oh, I had to edit myself there because I you know, the old me would have been like, could have hired one of those fairies. But I know that's...
No. You don't want to offend any of our fans.
I'm trying to educate myself.
Oh, of course.
So we were talking about my home. Yes, so my idea was, you know... Now, I didn't necessarily come from humble beginnings, you know, because of the, you know, being...
No, of course. I mean, you and your brothers definitely had a... A nice beginning.
Upper middle class, if not.
No,
upper,
you're
no.
Rich, you know.
Rich,
I mean, your father.
Downright, yes.
You know, your father's a quarterback for an NFL football
Absolutely.
Team.
Millions of dollars, even back when he was playing.
I don't know if it was millions back then, but
no?
it was a fair amount of money.
I'm sure. With inflation, it might have translated.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
you have to take inflation into account every time you do... money things.
You seem to be struggling there, Mr. Manning.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, no.
No, it's funny because I try to be intelligent for so long, and it's just I think I used the dumb guy image to like build my brand, you know?
Oh,
like,
no, that's completely fair.
Yeah, it's just
relatable.
It's relatable. Like
I noticed that most celebrities of your prominence mm-hmm. tend to take a politically neutral stance.
Absolutely. That's cowardly.
Well, I mean, it's good for your brand. I understand, because you're endorsed by you're endorsed by so many people, like
Papa John's, better ingredients, supporter, yes,
yeah, better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. There you go. That's you on the screen. I mean, actually, after your last Super Bowl win,
yes.
Papa John actually came onto the field and gave you a hug and a kiss.
I must have blacked out on that. I do not recall. I was just so into the win.
That was the last game you played.
Oh, you know, it's just one of those moments you're really getting into the headspace. I think I have to actually go back and dissect it. I just was so in the moment there that I have no idea what I did or what I said. I don't even necessarily.
Okay, well, let's set the scene then.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 50.
Oh, it's a good number.
Versus the Carolina Panthers.
What is that in those Roman?
Well, actually, they didn't even use the Roman letters because there's
an L, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a controversy because they didn't want it to be Super Bowl L because it looks like, you know, loser.
Mm-hmm.
Loss.
Mm-hmm. What was our record that year? Do you remember?
I can't remember. You were doing really well. Like
yeah,
it was your
probably only game. Three losses.
There was actually there was some controversy though because you got benched that year.
I did.
For your backup.
For my backup?
Yeah, your backup quarterback, Brock Osweiler.
Oh, good man, good
But you were apparently dealing with some injuries and all that.
You know, you get to be the age that I was.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, your stuff just
You're
starts.
40, you know?
Yeah, I was 40.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My back started hurting me for the first time when I was 22.
But you know what? In that game, in the Super Bowl, they started you and you soared, you know?
Thank you.
You threw all the passes
all
you needed
passes.
Through. And you guys ended up winning. Your defense came up big for you there.
Oh, big ups to the defensive team, to all the coaching staff on the defensive side. We mm-hmm. couldn't have done it without you. Go Colts.
This was the Broncos. You all right there?
Oh, I'm starting to think I have.
So what dreams does Peyton Manning have?
Yes. Peyton Manning is currently on a he is putting himself into politics by removing himself from politics.
All right. I mean your friend and rival Tom Brady.
Yes.
He has also been kind of taking a similar stance.
He has, and I don't think we were going to mention this, but his alma mater got crushed by Michigan State University, and you may or may not know that I am a huge fan
of Michigan State.
Go Green.
Even though you went to Tennessee.
I love schools. Have you heard their alma mater?
Of Michigan State's?
Correct.
Did
you know it's the only alma mater to have the word Flushing in it?
I did not know that.
Name one more alma mater with the word
Flushing. I mean, I don't know a ton of alma
mater. Do you know what
maters.
Else is Flushing?
Area of Queens?
Yes.
There's Flushing, Queens.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
You can get great Chinese food over there.
Oh, my goodness. Where?
Yeah, I mean...
I'm heading to New York soon, so...
Yeah, you're in New York right now.
Oh, goodness. My schedule, Aaron. I had to fly in, and I don't know what day of the... Let me try to get this right. What day of the week is it? First, we have to remember the days of the week. They all end in Y. Thank you to my anatomy teacher back in high school for letting me remember that. Because she was Hawaiian, you see.
Right.
She always enunciated the ends of sentences. Like, she always said it's Sunday, and it was real cute. It was real adorable. Sunday, Monday, because she's from mm-hmm. Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, you know, Tennessee has some diversity, too.
I mean, University of Tennessee,
yes.
Great school.
Yes.
I've actually visited there. Nice campus, you
yes.
know.
Do you know home of the...
Volunteers.
Yes. And what do you think I'm doing now?
You're volunteering on my podcast.
Oh, I didn't realize that that was... I thought...
I mean...
Are you willing to be honest about that?
If you want to get some of your plugs out there, too.
Oh, my goodness.
If you want to get paid from one of your sponsors, you know, throw a little, few more nationwide.
Sure. Oh, here, let me grab my bag of tools. So my first sponsor is the WSOP. Do you know what that is?
What is that?
That is the World Series of Poker.
Oh, okay.
If anyone...
Oh, so Peyton Manning, big poker fan?
Oh, huge. Absolutely huge. I believe one of the books I have in here... Let's get plugging.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure the tournament would love to have you on as, like, a celebrity guest.
I'm pretty sure, I actually started playing in poker, and I don't know if I've...
Professional no limit hold'em. So you play, you're learning how to play.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd say I'm just beyond learning, I'm understanding how to play now, because it's a journey. Like everything we, yes. So here's a little plug from the genius minds at Matt Flynn, Sonny Mehta, and Ed Miller. I'm just reading this lovely book. It's called Professional No Limit Hold'em Volume 1. Now, it's interesting. Did you know that poker kind of boomed around 2003, right?
Wait, really? I assumed poker has been around for hundreds of years.
Probably. I mean, that's a very intelligent thing to say. Very,
yeah, yeah.
Good on you.
It is one of the older card games out there.
But there's so much to learn. In 2003, there's what was called the moneymaker effect.
Okay.
Do you know anything?
I do not know.
Let me tell you about the moneymaker effect. So the World Series of Poker, one of my sponsors.
Yes.
Their jingle's coming to me right now from back in 2007.
They have a jingle too?
Dun, 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 dun. It's kind of country.
There's no words to it though.
It's just like a guitar riff. Yeah.
You were saying moneymaker effect.
I'm sorry. Would you like to tell the story?
No, I know nothing about.
If you want me to plug Survivor, white collar versus blue collar versus no collar season between 30 and 35 on CBS. Watch it.
Is this an actual season?
Not this year. This year it's Heroes versus Hustlers versus another H word. Hoes. That's not right. Oh, goodness. Are you going to bleep that?
No, it's fine.
It's going to come to me. Heroes versus Hustlers versus... Healers.
Healers?
Yes.
Healers.
Three tribes.
Okay.
18 people.
What island are they on now?
You know what? I think it filmed last summer.
Okay.
So, it's funny because... So you know a little about Survivor.
Yeah, actually, the first winner, Richard Hatch.
Richard Hatch.
From my hometown. Beautiful. I actually knew him. I went to school
with
his son.
Did you know that because of a felony... He has not been invited back since season 7 or 8.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't pay his taxes.
He did not pay your taxes. I don't care how big you get. Pay your taxes. Find an accountant.
I want to get your opinion on fantasy sports.
I don't know. Like, I'm looking at all these jocks thinking that they're tough cookies. Mm-hmm. And they're really just kind of nerds who didn't follow their dreams.
Okay, so everyone, like, doing fantasy football, you know, doing stuff like DraftKings, FanDuel, you don't...
I understand the appeal.
You understand the appeal?
Absolutely.
Of course.
We all want to live in a fantasy, don't we?
Well, no, I mean, there's a lot of number crunching that goes on. You have to know who's doing well and stuff.
Absolutely. I'm just over
caring. I mean, you actually...
I don't care.
You yourself used to be the hot fantasy football commodity. You know,
absolutely.
You score a ton of touchdowns.
I have made a lot of people a lot of money. But you know what else? I have lost a lot of people a lot of money. And
yeah.
And you know what? Do you know what it's like?
Because, I mean, even though sports gambling,
mm-hmm,
illegal in this country...
Not
people,
even bad in New Jersey.
Well, no. I mean, people still do it. It's legal in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And people still put in their bets.
Yes.
And I'm sure...
There's the line.
A lot of...
The proverbial line.
I mean, especially the Super Bowl. The
yes.
Super Bowl is the most bet on a sporting event. And, You know,
Las Vegas is a beautiful place.
Yeah, you've lost a couple Super Bowls. And so I'm assuming you've lost a lot of people.
Do you know how I remind myself of those losses?
How?
So, you know, we get our rings.
Right? Yes, for of course.
They're ginormous.
Yeah, you have two.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh goodness, how many Super Bowls have I played in?
Four.
Yes. So I have, you know, in the ring, it's a lovely Jostin's case.
Yes.
Yes. And so I have them in the original box that I was presented it in.
All right.
And I have, do you remember the order I was winning and losing? Like did I win once, lose once, win
twice?
Well, it's so hard
to remember. You won your first Super Bowl.
Yes.
It was against the Bears.
It was. Chicago.
Yes. Chicago Bears. And your second Super Bowl against the New Orleans Saints, you lost.
Soul crushing.
And then your next Super Bowl was against the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes.
You lost again. But this was your first Super Bowl on Denver. Then the second.
True, yes.
Your fourth Super Bowl?
Transfer, because I did transfer from the Colts to Denver.
Well, you actually were cut by the Colts. After missing a year of football, if you don't remember, you had that neck injury that you went to, like, all these doctors to fix and stuff, and you went through a lot of surgery, I can imagine.
That reminds me, I have to go to the chiropractor after this.
Oh, I can imagine there's a few doctors you see. Yeah.
That was clever. Good for you.
Yeah,
good for you. Take your shots while you can, young man.
All right. I mean, people have taken plenty shots on you, it appears. But yeah, no, your last Super Bowl was your last game, and it was against the Carolina Panthers, and Super Bowl 50.
See, that was a tough game.
Yeah, I mean, they were a good team until that game.
That's the beautiful thing about sports, is that it does not matter how good you are. There's always, it always can come down to the last 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It always can come down to the last play of the game.
Of course.
The best games are the ones.
I mean, that game definitely came down to
the
last
play. Wrapping back to, God, I love rivalries. And even though I love Tennessee, I've let bygones be bygones with all Tennessee's rivalries. And I just want to take one more shot at Tom Brady's alma mater, University of Michigan.
All right.
May I?
Oh, go right ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see the play? The last, I think this might be the play of the century.
This is the game, this recent game versus Michigan State?
This recent as in 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, 2 or 3 years ago, okay.
So, yes, they were upset, but this time, let me set the scene.
Okay.
University of Michigan is ahead by a little bit, and all they have to do is successfully punt the ball away.
All right.
And they win.
Okay. The Wolverines just needed to punt the ball away.
Guess what?
They didn't punt it? They fumbled the punt?
Yes. And, you know, a young man by the name of Jaden Watkins. I apologize there's so many names running in my head because of the voice. I mean, nope, not going there.
All right.
Anyway, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go ahead and head over to YouTube because it's one of the most beautiful, memorable sporting events.
I can imagine. Anyways, so I want to fast forward to a few speed rounds for you.
Oh, speed rounds.
Yeah,
yes. Game show. I love
game
shows.
No, of course.
Okay, here we go.
So I'm going to do a couple games. First one's the game Fuck, Marry, Kill. Have you played that game before?
No, see, I thought I wasn't allowed to swear.
I know, okay. No, we're okay with swearing on this podcast.
I've been doing it. Fucking good job.
Good job. I mean,
sorry.
Sure you try to keep a persona.
I do, but
But
ever since I'm my own man. No one owns me anymore, Aaron. Let's play the game
I
ramble.
So I'm going to name three names. You tell me which category they go into.
Yes.
Papa John's.
Ooh.
Budweiser. And Nationwide.
And I must play the game, yes?
Yes.
Those are the rules.
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay. There was a newspaper article recently that I read about a high school, and the teacher's getting in trouble for threatening. They made a joke about shooting Donald Trump.
All right, well, you seem to be really sidetracked here, Peyton. Fuck, marry, kill.
I have a point.
Papa
May
John.
I make the point?
Okay.
May I make the point and then I will play the game?
Okay, okay.
This is your show if you don't want me to make my point.
Go right
it's
ahead.
It's a valid point.
Okay,
Eric.
You got a valid point.
It is a valid point.
Let's hear it.
Because you think I'm trying to make it political.
I think you're trying to avoid saying you would kill one of your sponsors.
You have a very good read on the situation, my friend.
Yeah,
okay. Anyone who's interested in what just happened there, that's I don't know. I would be willing to kill one of my sponsors, but not in a professional situation. So I will kill Budweiser. Because you know what? Those poker players are looking good. And do you know why? Because they're eating vegan foods. They're doing yoga and putting toast on avocados.
All right.
So we will kill Budweiser because we need strong men. And now I must marry someone?
Yeah.
I will marry Mr. John.
Okay, marrying Papa John,
yes.
So that means fuck
insurance,
nationwide.
Yes, but in the positive light.
Okay.
As in...
You make love to
it's
nation.
On my side.
Awesome. All right, so now that we're done with that game,
yes.
We're going to go into a quick round of word association.
Please.
Basically, I'll say a word, you tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Yes.
Foot.
Ball.
Ball.
Foot.
Football.
Me.
Trophy.
Huge.
Pizza.
Papa John's.
Winning.
Losing.
Greatest of all time.
Me.
Retirement.
Me.
Chicken parm.
Lejeune.
Nationwide.
Is on your side.
Oh, wow, that was quite loud. Thank you again,
yeah,
Mr. Manning. That's about all we have time for today. Anything you want to plug right before you leave?
I'm set.
All right.
Thank you, Aaron.
Well, thank you for
Bye.
Coming out here. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will see you all next time. Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised, so instead of having the real Peyton Manning here, it has been my friend Jonathan Hamilton. How's it going, John?
Hey, Aaron, so good to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. I've been listening to your podcast a lot, and it let me tell you, it really is an honor to be here with you after listening to Taylor Swift, J.K. Rowling, Dolly Parton. Like, you do good work, my friend.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate your listening to it and stuff. So, where can people find you if they want to see what you're working on?
Follow me on Facebook at Jonathan, JonathanWD Hamilton. Follow me on Snapchat at JonWDHAM. My Twitter handle is the same. Please follow me there if you've enjoyed this, and also follow me on Instagram at JonathanWD and then Hamilton. There's a show going around you may have heard, so it's kind of easy to spell that one.
All right. Well, thank you again for coming out here. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's been a riot.
You got that
very booming voice, and
it
played well with Peyton Manning.
Oh my goodness, it was a blast. I surprised myself. So.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening again. Our theme music is done by the artist Regulus. You can find him on SoundCloud. It's his song Yarning. He's great. Check him out. Thank you for everyone who has left a review and a rating on iTunes. They really help with people finding the show. If you haven't done it yet, please leave us a 5-star rating. We will greatly appreciate it. You can check us out on Instagram. I need to plug this thing more because you know what? We don't have enough followers on Instagram. So you can find us on Instagram at YesAndIAm. And we will post photos of guests and such. And you can find us there. Thank you all for listening. And we will see you all next time.
Hi, I'm Miles Neuwirth.
And I'm Tristan Miller.
Tristan?
Hmm?
What do you think of movies today?
I don't think they're very good. They're a bit crap lately, to be honest.
A bit crap movies, hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if you could hear about good movies?
Yeah, I would love to hear about some good movies.
Just like some... And I feel like it would be really helpful to hear, like, a lot of ideas for a lot of good movies.
Yeah.
Probably, like, weekly.
Yeah. Where could I find those good ideas for those good movies?
Some, like, really good movie ideas mm-hmm. that you could listen to. I think there's a podcast that does just that.
Oh, what's it called?
Elevator Pitch, starring Miles Neuwirth and Tristan Miller.
Oh, gosh, it's ours.
It's our podcast.
Oh, when does it come out again?
Every Friday, we each come up with a good idea for a movie.
Based off of a prompt we've pre-selected.
Yeah. We each pitch an idea to a judge, and that judge tells us who wins and who dies.
Trapped forever in an elevator.
Bah, bah, bah.
Going up! Indicative of an indie kid. Getting into it. Stay magnanimous.